Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Adrian Munoz, reporter from CNN, and I'm here to update you on the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. So the first government report on the state of the nation's hospitals amid the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed that they are facing severe shortages on tests, critical protective gear, and the staff needed to treat and protect both patients and healthcare workers. We are living through a tough time in history. The best thing we can do is stay at home in case of some people to have the coronavirus, therefore keeping it from spreading even more. The COVID-19 pandemic affected the political systems of multiple countries, causing suspensions of legislative activities, isolation or deaths of multiple politicians, and rescheduling of elections due to the fear of spreading the virus. The coronavirus pandemic is already delivering eye-popping economic data, with the U.S. unemployment rate reaching 15% in April, the worst number since the Great Depression. Despite the inflow of very bad data, equity markets have rallied over the past 6 weeks, leaving many investors wondering if the market is exhibiting irrational exuberance. A lot of historical events occurred all at once. Following the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in Powderhorn neighborhood south of downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rest in peace, George Floyd. We know he's in a better place right now. Following his death, people were outraged by the way he died, as he was pleading and telling the police officer to stop since he couldn't breathe, as the officer kept putting pressure on the back of his neck. People around recording the situation were yelling at the officer to stop and let him breathe, while Floyd screamed in pain until eventually Floyd was silent, and the officer still pressed his knee on the back of his neck. This caused protests to happen and that have now got out of control. A lot of people have gathered regardless of the coronavirus because people are demanding for change. As of right now, who knows how many people will receive the coronavirus in Minnesota due to that tragic event. We'll see you all in the next report.